Hurricane Dorian continues to crawl up the U.S. eastern coast, drenching the Carolinas with rain as people in the Bahamas continue to assess damage and make a plan for recovery there. The death toll in the Bahamas now stands at more than 30, and officials say they have no doubt that the number will rise. The U.S. Coast Guard and British Royal Navy have ships docked off the islands, and the United Nations is sending emergency food rations and communications equipment. AP correspondent Michael Weissenstein reports that not much aid has arrived yet.
We're starting to see helicopters and some Bahamian Defense Force Marines in the street and a few police, but so far there's really not a feeling of a lot of aid coming. I think it may be starting today, but people up till now, 5-6 days later, have just been surviving on what was on the island when the hurricane hit.
And the Bahamas Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, pledges to do whatever's necessary to carry out rescue and recovery efforts. U.S. President Donald Trump has sent the Coast Guard and urban search and rescue teams to help. The man responsible for the Trump administration's Mideast peace plan is leaving the White House, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The White House says the peace plan is done, but will not be released until after this month's Israeli elections. There is now more doubt about its future, with the administration saying Jason Greenblatt will leave in the coming weeks. Palestinians have already rejected the plan, saying it boosts ties between the U.S. and Israel. Greenblatt also infuriated Palestinian leaders by pushing for moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's spokesman says Greenblatt ruined American credibility and destroyed the peace process. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered yet another blow Thursday when his